Meister Sheni, Perakei Mishnah Zayin. Mishaylo Peris Bismanazah, someone that has fruits Bismanazah, meaning the time that there's no Beis HaMikdash, V'yigia Shas HaBir, and the time of beer comes, which, for example, let's say it's the Erev Pesach of the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle, B'shamay Oymrim Tzarech L'chalon Al HaKesef. So B'shamay says, so the way the Tosfos Yontif learns this, the pshat is like this. When the Torah says that you should be paid the fruits of Meister Sheni onto coins, it's when there's a richuk makom. If a person is too far away from Yerushalayim, it's hard to schlep fruits. That's what the Torah says. By the time that there was a Beis HaMikdash, a person should be paid onto coins. It makes it easier to get it done. So Beis Shammai holds, according to the Tosfos Yontif, then ein loch richuk makom gadol mizu. There's no greater distance from the Beis HaMikdash when the Beis HaMikdash is not here. Therefore, there's almost like a chiv to be poida fruits of Meister Sheni on coins, because there is no possible way to get to Yerushalayim, even though we know that you're going to destroy these coins. So Beis Shammai says, Beis Shammai oimim, tzaruch l'chalon ala kesef. The first thing you need to do is to be mechalon kesef, and then you destroy the money. Beis Hillel oimim, echad shehin kesef, echad shehin peiros. Beis Hillel says it doesn't matter. The Torah, when the Torah says that there's a richuk makom and you were able to put it onto coins, that was just a permissible way to do it if you wanted to and it was too hard to carry. It doesn't mean, though, that you have to do it when there's no way to the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, it doesn't matter, according to Beis Hillel. And what you do is you don't destroy the fruits, you don't like burn them, you just, like the Rav says, tu'unim gniza, you bury them. Or like the Tiferes Tzol explains, you just throw it into the river. And the same would be with the money as well.